Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1833. The topic is nutrition and the title is I Eat Healthy, but I'm still not losing weight. I had a consultation with somebody recently and they said that they were frustrated that they had been eating healthy, but they still hadn't been seeing any weight loss. So I asked them, well, what is your idea of healthy? You know, what are you eating? And they said that they work out in the mornings, most days a week, and they have a protein drink beforehand. If they don't get up for the morning workout, they don't have the protein drink, so they just have that if they are going to work out. They know that working out in a fasted state without being fed is not ideal, so they do get in some protein beforehand. They said breakfast is usually eggs and oatmeal. They said they know it's boring, but they actually like it. But if they're busy, they'll have a protein drink then. Then for lunch and dinner, they said they do a lot of meats with vegetables. They try to avoid typical high carbohydrate foods like eggs, pasta, bagels, breads, you know, potatoes, things like that. So meat and veggies. And then they said, you know, they've been trying their best with eating what they believe to be healthy, but also finding foods that they enjoy so it can be a sustainable lifestyle. But their body fat is still high and they're still not sure why they're not losing weight, not getting any leaner. So we talked about a couple things and I wanted to share five general tips of why you might be eating healthy but still not losing body fat. The first thing is consistency. People are far less consistent than what they think they are. You might say, oh, you know, I usually have this for breakfast. I usually have this for lunch. I usually have this for dinner. Maybe one of the meals, like maybe lunch, is truly consistent because maybe at work you only have one option and that's what you have all the time. Or breakfast is very consistent because you have a good routine set in the morning and you know that's what you're going to do. But often, if we look at the meals over the entire day, and from day to day to day, it's not as consistent as we think. Even if you were to do Monday through Friday, perfect. And then Saturday and Sunday, you kind of ate as you felt. That's 5 perfect days out of 7. That's only 71% accuracy. So if we take 2 full days off, we're really only adherent 71% of the time. So if you were to get a math exam, and you got a grade back, and you got a 71%. It's probably not going to be the best grade. We would probably all think, oh crap, I got to work a little harder than that, right? We would think that when it's given, you know, an exam. But when we think about our daily habits, we don't see a tracker throughout the week of what our percentage of adherence is. No one sends us a grade at the end of the week. We don't see it. It's not as obvious as being written in red on the top of an exam. So our accuracy is usually a lot less than what people think. When I first start working with people, it's usually common for people to be around 60-ish percent accurate, meaning they'll miss 2 or 3 meals per week, and then they also kind of just flutter around on the weekends. Maybe they're not super consistent on the weekends. So they might end up missing 6, 7, 8 meals of the week. They're only going to be about 60% consistent. And then yet they say, I don't know why I'm not making progress. Well, one reason why is that 60% is not enough. It might get you some progress initially if your normal habits were less than 60% adherent. But once 60% becomes the norm for you, you're not going to continue to make progress unless we increase our consistency. One of the easiest ways to do that is just track your meals. You don't have to do macronutrient tracking where you count calories and whatnot. Just track whether a meal is good versus not good. You know, so if I go through tomorrow and I say, okay, my breakfast was good. My lunch, I was busy. I kind of ate like some crappy foods. Or maybe they brought some food into office and it was just like pizza. So we would eat, but we would say it's not good, meaning it's not what I would typically have wanted. It's not what I would deem to be healthy for me. So however you define healthy, just track your meals throughout the week. Just do it for a full week, 7 days. Every meal you have, say, is this a good meal or a not good meal? And then you'll see that your consistency is often less than what you might think it is. The second tip we have is that you could be eating too much or too little. maybe you're eating healthy, but you're still overeating. You might be having too many calories in your meals. Maybe your portion sizes aren't as controlled as you think they might be. So you might be eating, you know, oh, I'm eating chicken breast and rice. Yeah, but you might be having 1,000 calories of chicken breast and rice, and maybe that's too much. Maybe you have meat and vegetables, but you put butter or oils on the vegetables, and that can add a lot of calories. Maybe you eat healthy at your main meals, but you graze between meals. A little snack here, a little bite of this here, and it just kind of adds up throughout the day. So even though you're eating healthy, you still might be eating too much. And then conversely, you might be eating too little. You may have been eating in a deficit, which caused an initial loss of weight right away. But the deficit was so great that the body started kind of protecting against it, and the progress has stalled out. So even if you eat healthy, we might be eating too much, or we might be eating too little. To learn about what is the right amount for you, you can go to our website, www.brittleirongym.com, go to the free nutrition education page. The first document on that page is titled Create Your Own Nutrition Program, and it'll teach you what are the right amount of calories and protein and timing of your calories and protein throughout the day. And that leads us into the third tip is maybe you're having the right amount of calories, but you're not having enough protein. What can happen here is often protein is not the favorite foods of most people. So most people struggle to get in enough protein. You might have the right amount of calories, but if your protein is deficient, then that means you're getting more calories from carbs and fats than possibly what you need. And carbs and fats are energy calories. Protein doesn't really provide energy for us. The main purpose of protein is to do repairs and maintenance and kind of run the body, do some things in the body, like balancing pH levels, controlling body temperature. It does a lot of things, grows our hair or skin or nails, things like that. So protein gets kind of put to work. Carbohydrates and fats, we burn for energy. If we consume too much of those compared to the energy demands, we could be replacing body fat that has been lost via activity, and we're just kind of netting zero every day. So your calories might be correct, but if your protein is too deficient, too low, that means you might still be over-consuming the calories of carbohydrates and fats. So you want to make sure you're eating the right amount of protein. And again, that's on that document on our website, the free nutrition education page. Click the first document, create your own nutrition program. The fourth tip we have is that maybe you're eating healthy. Maybe you have the right amount of calories. Maybe you have the right amount of protein. But you're just not moving enough. That can be an issue for a lot of people. If we think of trying to lose body fat, we typically would think of eating less. Maybe you're as less as you can go. So now the goal is to move more. If you have a very sedentary job, you just sit at a desk all day, and then you don't exercise on a regular basis, maybe only once or twice a week, you might just not be moving enough. If you were to move more while keeping your food the same, you can actually lose body fat. It would be ideal to move in a way that causes muscle damage, like resistance training, because you burn calories while you do it, but you also burn calories while you recover from it. Conversely, if you do cardio, just, you know, regular walking, step mill, elliptical, things like that, they can be very effective for burning calories at that time. But there's less caloric demand during the recovery between sessions. Whereas when you weight train, you burn calories while you're doing it, but you also burn more calories while your body recovers from it. The fifth and final tip. The final thing we would look at is a little tricky, but it's hormones. You may be going through a body change. Maybe you have a lot of stress going on. Maybe you're changing going from one age to another age, going through menopause, issues like that. I just talked with somebody recently. They had the birth of a child, and it was a male, and they said, ever since my baby, I've just been feeling really emotional with everything and kind of very like reactionary, and I just don't feel like myself. So I asked them, I said, well, have you gotten your hormones checked? Maybe your testosterone is low And you have to wait for that to either naturally recover, or we have to look into ways to kind of promote it to recover, to kind of help that out. But if your testosterone is low, if your estrogen is too high, you might be going through some hormonal changes that are causing your body to not be as reactive to food. And it's just not lean because maybe your body isn't processing the food correctly. So those are five things I would look at. Is am I consistent as I think I am? Am I eating too much or too little? So maybe I'm eating healthy, I'm just eating too much or too little. Am I eating enough protein? Am I moving enough? And if you haven't in the last, say, 6 months or so, it might be a good time to get your hormones checked. So that way you can see where your body's sitting at, you know, in testosterone levels, estrogen levels, even like your thyroid levels. Just make sure the body's running. You know, just like we get a tune-up of a car, we want to kind of check and see where the body's at and make sure we're in tune with where we should be. Okay, so those are five good tips that can help if you are confused, if you're eating healthy, but you're still not losing body fat and you're not sure why. Those are five good areas to look at. If you have any questions, if you need any help, we do offer a 50-minute free virtual consultation right now. So you can sign up on our website. If you go to online services or one-on-one services, there's a link to sign up for the free 15-minute consultation. I'll get to know you because there's some questions when you sign up. And then we'll set up a 15-minute consultation, talk a little bit about what your goals are, what the challenges are, and how we can work together to overcome them. Even if you don't work with me, I would prefer that you take the time if you're actually considering working with me. So please do that for me. But even if you didn't work with me, I would still be happy to have had the discussion with you, maybe give you some suggestions. So you're not like locked in if you want to do the consultation to work with me. But I would appreciate it if you consider it at least. So that way the time spent is a little more helpful for me business-wise. I would love to talk with everybody for free, but I got to pay the bills eventually. So check us out on our website, read all about what I've been able to do with other people, check out the different services, and then if you are in a situation in which you feel like you're putting in effort, like you are eating healthy but you're not seeing the results you want, schedule the consultation. Let's talk a little bit, let's see what's going on, and I can give some more personalized ideas as to what would be the best approach for you in order to continue to move forward with progress. Okay. If you have any questions, if you need anything, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.